For the middle of Hilchos Shabbos, middle of Siman Shin Chav Ches, the halachas of a chayla, a sick person on Shabbos, Siv Ches, the bottom of Kuf Samach Dalad Omer Aleph, says Machab Misha Achosei Dom. If someone has congestion of the blood, Makizin Leisa, you could do bloodletting, which to release the pressure of the blood. Afilo Hilch Al Raglav, even if it goes on his feet, but Afilo Biyam Rishon, as you continue with Beis, even on the first day, says the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkon Chafal, Makina, so you do the bloodletting, I fill out the story even to a Jew, the Sekantahu, because it's danger. The Machos Adam B'miktis, if it's only partial that the blood is holding, Minkar, and it's recognizable, Shurak Medesh Ba'am, that it's just an ailment. So then also, then says the Malagon, that's forbidden. If it's obviously danger, the blood pressure, then you let it be Machal Shabbos. Siv Tes. Achayshish Be'enov, Oy Be'enoy, Be'yesh Be'tzir. Someone is an ailment in his eyes or in his eye, and there's tear. Oish oyushaisos mimenu demois, and there's a pain, or it was dripping from his eyes, demois tears machbasikay because of the pain. Oish oyushaisos dam or dripping blood. Oish oyberido, or had like this gook with tchilas ochla pirish tchilas chayli. It was the beginning of the illness. So then says mecham and mechal no bezeh Shabbos. For all these things, you desecrate the Shabbos to treat. Sivkan chabez be'inav achulu. Ba'avagav d'mishum zekan zeba olo because of a danger of an organ, of a limb. Ein mecham lesa d'raisa. We don't desecrate with a biblical prohibition. Lukulam akor deb and lukul gamal like we see later on Sabir Zayin. Ayin shani here, although it's just one organ, it's the eyes. The eyes are different. Shuryaka de'ina b'libitaya. Because the nerves of the eyes are connected to the heart. Because zekan nefesh and something with the eye is actually related to a critical organ, and it's a danger to a person's life, says the Gemara. Sivkon chav gimel, or if there's rira, but Gemara mashman, the Gemara sounds like duah din kidcha, the same thing would be kidcha, some type of, which Dershu 27 brings rira, the Shulchan Aruch writes, is this gook that constantly congeals. Kidcha is a burning type of sensation. And it says the Mishnah Berurah, v'chenisa b'ramba, b'chopa, that says b'ramba, the Kopa says the Vilna Gaon, these things, if it's tchilas chayli, then you could go ahead and mechal Shabbos. So at the middle of the illness, save chayli, but the end of the illness, shekvar tosh machalasei, where then his illness already weakening, like it's a kind of like this among malalu, then there's no danger through these signs. The mosek is reitz las refu when he wants to do a treatment, just to strengthen his eyesight. The mechal m'shem said that for sure you wouldn't be mechal because of these things. Sivyud. Kol chayli, every illness, which doctors say is danger, even though it's on the flesh, on the outside, meaning not like we spoke about previously, internal wounds, we would desecrate the Shabbos. One doctor says it's necessary, another doctor says not necessary. We listen to the one and we desecrate. Those who say, you don't need a professional. Every single person is considered a little bit of a professional, and if he says you have to, then you do. And when it comes to a doubt regarding a person's life, we go leniently and with Machal Shabbos. Hagar says, "Ramav Yeshem, some say Dafki Israel, specifically Jews. Avastam in Yehudim, Shein Mereifim, but in general, non-Jews that are not doctors, Loi Machzikin Leisam Kibikim. We don't presume them to be well versed and trustworthy." That's Isvehet Aruch. Continues Ramav, Misha Reitzim LaAntzay. If there's someone that they want to coerce him, to force him to commit a huge sin, we don't desecrate Shabbos to save him from having to commit that sin. And the Rama says, and this is from the Beis Yosef the Rashi. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Siv Katan Chav Hei. So any illness sharif mechula that the doctor says hakana, even if it's on the outside mechal Shabbos. Until any Yehudi, even if the doctor is not Jewish, kimin sharif umen who since he's a professional. Doctor, so we listen to him. If the sick person says, I need that medication, but if I mean, the doctor says he doesn't need it, we listen to the sick person. Unless if the doctor says, that actually that medication is going to harm him, then we listen to the doctor regarding what we wrote regarding this. And some say, and if one doctor says yes, one doctor says no, so the mechal, because the sveik nefash lahakel, when it comes to doubt of a person's life, we go leniently. Sivkot and chavzayin, some say, Shein tzarech mumchi, you don't need a professional. But kamakom oy bedavka kashim, it's specific when he says, shemakka b'yisachel, that he recognized that illness, because of, like he writes in Tefer Yishud Ches. But I mean, in nemel akash, a mumchi is also not trusted to refute a professional, a filahakal, even leniently, says the Magid Avraham El Yirab. So even if you don't need a mumchi, but he's not going to be trusted to refute a mumchi. Sivka and Chav Ches, that because the Chabani Ad B'chulu, every single person is considered a little bit of a professional, and that is a full of makka shen shachol, even for a wound that's not internal, we listen to him if he says it's a kans nafashis. But kamakam oivim, ef shalas al dayin yehudi, in these situations, if it's possible to do through non-Jew, toiv yehudi, that's even better. Kamash b'yartim b'b'alacha, like I explained, the remaskal, b'yesh misha oimer. Siv katan, chav tes, Ramah brought that some say, davki Yisrael, that this halach would apply specifically to Jews, the kivin shum b'tzum al Shabbos, because since the Jews commanded on Shabbos, v'mlechalim, he says to desecrated. Then definitely he's relying on his professional opinion. Sivkatan lamed, because I was tam b'chulu, but in general, a regular non-Jew, we don't treat them like bekim, and the Mishabur says b'chednika, and that's the primary halacha, says El Yabu. Sivkatan lamed aleph, if someone, they want to force him to commit a big sin, hey mechal b'chulu, we don't desecrate Shabbos to save him, because they ain't emle l'adam chato, we don't tell a person, you should sin, that your friend should gain where to save him from a sin. But let's say they were trying to force him to commit one of the three cardinal sins, either idolatry or immorality or murder, that the one who's being forced will not want to do it and will give up his life because of that. Well, maybe you have to, that it doesn't come to that, it's not worse than the halachas that we're talking about. Of the sekans nefashes, you are mechal Shabbos because it's sekans nefashes. Sifiral chilushish be'sekana, a sick person that is a danger to his life. Shamdu b'yim Shabbos, that they evaluated him, they gave him assessment on Shabbos. Shetok lasli, before you do it, he has to have a certain type of treatment. Shesh b'malachas chilush Shabbos, that there is a malach of chilush Shabbos related to that, and that this has to be for a period of shmoyne yamim, for 8 days. So you have to do this treatment for 8 days that has chilush Shabbos in it. Einam, we don't say okay, nu namti na alayla. Let's wait till Matzah Shabbos, till nighttime. This comes out over a period of 8 days. If you're starting on Sunday, you only have to mechal one Shabbos. No, Elias and Yad, you start right away the treatment. Although if you start now, you're going to have to start now, and you have to do next Shabbos also. It doesn't make a difference. To extinguish a candle, to let for the sick person sleep, which we discussed that permissibility. Sivkot and Lamed Beis. We don't say to wait. The ain't theorem is that there's no contradiction. Remember, there's law to say Sivdal, what we brought at the end of Sivdal. But ultimately, Mary, there is so much Yudea Makar that you know and you recognize Shadiam to Nosa, the Erev, by waiting until the evening, but it's not going to cause any flaw for the sick person. Which is not the case over here, where he needs this treatment, and waiting could be detrimental. Sivid Beis. When we desecrate the Shabbos for a sick person that is danger to his life, we put in the effort not to do it through non-Jew, a minor or a woman. Rather through adult, intelligent Jews. Some say, if it's possible to do what has to be done without pushing, without delaying, by doing it in an abnormal way, you should do it through an abnormal way. It's possible to do it through a non-Jew without delay at all. You do it through non-Jew, that's Azrua, the Shul Gemara, and the Magen Mishnah, and name of the Raivin. And says Ramavach, that's the custom of a Makom Sheish Lachash. But if in a place where you have to be concerned, Sheish Atzla Yehudi, that the non-Jew is going to be lazy, in Lasla Yehudi, you shouldn't do it through a non-Jew, that's Taisis and the Ra.
Mishbura Sibkotin Lamed Gimel. Machabe said that in Machabe Shabbos for Chalish Sheish Besakana, we attempt Shalai Lasla Vachula not to do it through a non-Jew, a minor, and women. Now, Hatam, the reason is because of Rosh to Rosh Rai is Mishum the Zimna, less Naya, because sometimes you won't have one of these lesser severe personalities around. But also, Gamkin Ladrub, that's right, and you're still going to just come looking, where's a non Jew, where's a child? Meterchach, and through that, Yavalde Sekund is going to come to danger. So, therefore, we don't let you ever do it. But Tam Zeshach Kabikatan Ben Mehudim. And this reason applies by minors and non Jews. Beitzel Noshim, now regarding women, that's a different reason. Maybe they're going to say the women might say, "Oh, you're not allowed to override it, even for saving a person's life." And then they give it over to them to do it, and they're going to delay. They're going to be sloshy sloth in doing it, it's going to come to danger. Maybe women are going to be lenient regarding this, and actually be lechal b'shabbos in makom achas. They're actually going to go the other direction. They can actually be too lenient and be mechal b'shabbos in other places. So there we have gedolim do it that understand both directions. Siv katan lama dalad, and el al de b'chul. Rather, we have it through Yisrael gedolim b'nei das. Now, if you have in that group at that time sages, actually, it's more initially to do it through the sage. It's a Rambam, Pershim, Mishnayis, Perkman, Fan, Riaz, and Dashbaz, and Chalikasim, Nochas. This whole paragraph is talking. They're all standing there at that time. But there's no men over there, and there are women over there. For sure, they shouldn't wait to go try to get men. And rather, the quicker they do, the more they're going to gain. That's the Tashbats and the Riyaz. The Ramah brought, some say that it's possible to do it without delaying, to do it through a shinu, abnormally. As long as you could do permissibly, not completely permissible and do it prohibitively. Near it seemed to what the same thing is about the hashina, if through the doing it abnormally, masachad of ma'at, it was going to delay it a little bit, but the illness is not so overwhelming, it's not so chaotic. Now masachad ma'at k'day la saldeshin, you also delayed a little bit to do it through ishina, de'ina ela esed rabban, that's only rabbinic prohibition. Sivkat and lamed vav, meaning if you do it with ishina. Sivkat and lamed vav, and if it's possible to do al-dei nehudi through a non-Jew, or who had the same thing al-dei-gitan through minors, without delaying at all, you'll do it through them. Sivkot l'mazayin. And the Ramah said, v'chein noigin, that's the custom. Now, the Taz custom, Taz writes, as we continue, of course, the lav menig v'sikinu, this is not an appropriate custom. Da'av sheikh l'as al-dei nehudi, even though you could do it through a non-Jew, makamokum, however, Yisrael, Yisrael, but Yisrael, a Jew is going to be more diligent. V'chein derfe im, yesh, afil l'sfeik atzal, if there's even a doubt regarding saving, v'yesh t'kan bever, and there's a definite danger, kol azogaz, where it's quicker, as a meshubach, is praiseworthy, do it and don't try to do it in one of these other mediocre type of ways. If one doctor says he needs the treatment and another one says he doesn't, now many achrim agreed, look over there, that's specifically they're both equal. But if one of them is more wiser, we listen to his words, whether to be lenient or to be stringent, because since in number they're equal, we go based on the abundance of wisdom. And one doctor says he doesn't need. Now, look at Mishnah Berurah, that in Sif Katan Chafei, that we wrote in the name of the Radvaz, that if a sick person says, I need that medication, and the doctor says he doesn't need it, we listen to the doctor. We listen to the patient. Just like we said regarding fasting and Kippur. Says Rabbi Elocha, according to my humble understanding, he says, this is not said only when he says, I sense a weakness in that a limb, and therefore make for me that medication that helps for the illness of that organ. And then for sure we listen to him, because what's called Levi de Moras Nafshe, a person knows the bitterness of his own soul, and that applies in all different areas. And even though the doctor says he doesn't need any medication, we don't listen to him. But if the illness is known, and the sick person says that this medication is effective for this illness, and the doctor says it doesn't help, regarding this, there's no logic to listen to the sick person to Mechal Shabbos with nothing. However, it's possible to say that when the sick person says he knows the nature of his own body, that it's healed from this illness when he takes this medication, maybe you listen to him, because regarding this, it's also possible to say a little bit that a person knows his body better than 100 doctors. It says the Be'alocha, now, if not, if that is a concern, then maybe he's going to go crazy if he sees it not doing what, like his words, maybe then you would listen to the patient anyway. Now, this was regarding a woman who gave birth, that up until 7 days after Michal Shabbos, when she said she needs something, and it's brought in Chedusha Rajva, that even if the doctor says she doesn't need it, we listen to her. That's also talking about such a situation that where she says that she needs, let's say, hot water to drink or to bathe, where she senses a certain weakness in her limbs or something like that. And the doctor says, no, according to the way her body consistency is, she doesn't need it, if we don't listen to him, because Lebe Deya. But when she's disagreeing, regarding which medicine is better, then there's no logic to listen to her. Some say that you don't even need to have a mumcha that any regular person is going to be believed. This halacha is brought in the Torah in the name of the Ri. Now, from the Rambam, it sounds like that it does not hold like this, because his words in Hilchos Shabbos is, therefore, a sick person that has a danger, you do based on the Reifu Umish Alei Samokam, a professional doctor at that place. Now, however, because Sakanas Navashis, the Mechaber was concerned for this opinion, like he himself concludes himself. And therefore it seemed that if it's possible to do through non-Jew, you should do through non-Jew. Because anyways, there are opinions that even if the doctor is a mumcha, and he says to Michal, and you can do through non-Jew, you should do through non-Jew, as we'll see later on, some of your base, and therefore, definitely do it through a non-Jew. Some of the dirshus, dirshu number 25. What does it mean, achaz adam? What does it mean that the congestion of the blood? Ms. Grelz holds, that's called what in our days we call it a blood pressure. Too high, too low. And there are such situations that apply pekuch nefesh. Regarding a wound, which the blood is congealing, gets clogged up. Later on, Tov Tzadik Vav, in the name of the Issa V'Heter, he says that that's not considered like an internal wound, because it doesn't cause a great amount of pain, and the sick person can wait till the next day without danger. You're not allowed to do bloodletting, even the Yom Tov Sheni, even through a non-Jew. Number 26, regarding a strong, fiery feeling in the eyes. Ms. Grelz holds that it's a consumed b'kuch nefesh and mechal Shabbos. However, when the inflammation is not so strong, you cannot permit for someone who's sick regarding that more than just taking medication. Now, someone that has only a danger of going blind and there's no illness at all, Shabbos Yevali writes, you cannot be mechal Shabbos through a Jew doing malacha d'iraisa. Dish number 27, 28, someone has his eyes dripping tears because of allergies, Shabbos Yevali writes, that's not considered as a danger, and that's only in the gather of mitzvah of pain. Dish number 29, even if the sick person does not say definitively that he's in danger, he's just concerned maybe the illness is going to, you know, overpower him and he'll be in danger. And Sivkot Nezayin, Mishmeret said, you listen to him, and Michal, for him, the Shabbos. So regarding a sick person that says, yes, he didn't keep him, whereas the doctor says he doesn't have to. And Tafir Shetches, Mishmeret writes that even when the sick person says if he doesn't eat, it's possible that the illness is going to overpower him, you listen to him. This that the sick person is believed regarding himself to say that he needs a treatment. And Israel's holds that it's not said only by a sick person that knows that today is Shabbos and he understands the situation. Even so, he's asking for them to Michal Shabbos for him. Regarding a sick person that got very weak until it seems like to most people like he's in danger, Ramah writes later on, that's considered in Pekuch Nefesh. Mishmur writes over there that even if the doctors don't say that, Allah is like this, that Besavi Pekuch Nefesh, one should be lenient. Dish number 30, regarding a sick person that says that he has to eat in Yom Kippurim, later on, Tufri Yishut Ches, Mishmur writes in the name of the Magen Ram, even if the doctors say that the food's going to harm him, you listen to the sick person. And it goes to Rikibay, you explain that you have to differentiate between, or you could differentiate between a food item and medicine. Regarding the needs to eat, the sick person knows better than the doctor because Levi Demar is Navsha. But regarding to the benefit of medicine, the doctor knows better than the sick person. Now, even when the doctor is well versed in the illness, the Chumash Yavali writes, you listen to the sick person because also the doctor would agree that the eating would calm down the immediate danger that's going to come because of his weakness. He's just concerned that the food is going to harm him later on. And we leave the future concern of danger because of the immediate definite danger right now. That's the Machshavah Shekhar writes, the difference between food and medicine. Not like the way the Aruch HaShulchan writes that also regarding eating, we listen to the sick person only by illnesses that the doctors themselves don't know definitively. They're just evaluating in their opinion. For example, a sick person that's suffering from pains in the heart or in the stomach or something like that. But a sick person that the doctors know definitively about the illness, then we don't feed him opposite the opinion of the doctor. So that's not like, I mean, and that's what Aruch HaShulchan says, I'm saying not like that. However, Chumash Yavali adds on that by many types of illnesses, specifically certain illnesses after surgery, that then the eating is mamish dangerous, literally for the person's life, the patient, for sure you don't feed him, opposing the opinion of the doctor, and that's what the Tel David writes also. There's number 32, regarding a doctor that's suspected to violate words of Torah Mechal Shabbos, and he also doesn't fast, and he says to a sick person that he should eat on Yom Kippurim, but Halacha writes in Tofer Yishut Ches that you have to look into if you could really rely on him. And it comes out that everything depends on what the Rav thinks in that situation. Yashua explains that even though the Ketchila one should consult with a doctor that's a Shem Torah, however, but the Abbot, if he did not consult with such a doctor, so then you can't just, you know, avoid the words of the doctor that's not a Shem Torah. That's also Pinchas Mizkarel, is that a doctor that's he's reliable, but it's not Shemesh Shabbos, he's believed at least as a minimum to, that it should be considered at least a Savak B'Kuch Nevesh. However, regarding what they say, that every Jew is considered a Mumcha, so he rules that Mechal Shabbos is considered in that regard as a non-Jew. Dishu number 34, this the Mishnah writes that Efsher, even though it's Savak B'Kuch Nevesh, of Levinson, the son of the Baal Mishnah Berurah, explains that since, based on the halacha, a person has to give up his life for these three cardinal sins, it's a doubt that maybe in such a situation the Torah was not makbid on him losing his life, and it's not permitted to mechal Shabbos, and that's how it's explained in Shusik's Meisha. Therefore, that's why he says maybe you could go ahead and save his life. Just number 35, the reason why you don't have to wait till after Shabbos And the Mishmur is saying that's not a steer to what he writes in Siv Dalad. Nitzkerlitz explains that it's permitted to Mechal Shabbos to minimize the amount of time of Sakanas Nefashis, even when you know definitively that he's not going to go out of the danger right now, and even though and there's no immediate danger. Now, regarding medication that a person has to take for a certain amount of consecutive days, and Shabbos is one of them, and if he doesn't take it on Shabbos, it could come to danger. So Shulchan Aruch writes in Simchon Chaf Alav that you're allowed to take them on Shabbos. But Yasha writes that that was all regarding medication, that the taking is includes doing prohibited malachas, and therefore they permitted only in a situation of danger. But regarding preparing medication, like we have in our times, that taking them is only just a gezeira of shchik as a manum of grinding herbs, which we don't really do, you can permit to take them even without danger. That's what B'Shalom Zalman writes, that someone who started taking a treatment of medication and stopping would cause some harm, or he wouldn't really be healed if he takes less than 8 days. He's allowed to take a dose on Shabbos. That's how Emir Yosher writes in the name of the Chaznish. Regarding medication that you don't have to take it consecutively, it's just that when you take it, it's effective. And this girl's rule is that according to everyone, there's no hesed to take it on Shabbos because that you just happen to have started to take it before Shabbos. Man or woman that need to take pills because of fertility reasons, and so to a Kala that takes the pill close to her chasna, that the benefit that comes from taking the pills is only when you take it consecutively. But this girl's holds that you're allowed to take that also on Shabbos. Tisha 36. The reason why it's a mitzvah tchila to do the chila Shabbos through the chachamim, Taz writes, is to rule, to instruct people halacha l'maisa to the community for people to see that this is something permitted. Tisha 37. Someone has to do a malacha for a sick person that is a danger to his life. For example, let's say to light him a candle. And he could refrain from doing the malacha by bringing another candle. For some of them writes that if the lit candle belongs to him, for sure you have to bring it to the sick person and not light a new candle. However, if the lit candle belongs to his friend, and his friend doesn't know that there's a sick person, he doesn't have to notify him for this because then he's going to pain him, and then he's allowed to light a new candle for the sick person. Now, if the sick person could light the candle himself, so he writes over there that there's no obligation to bring him even his own candle, to prevent the sick person from lighting a candle, because this lighting is permitted for him. Another thing Mitzker Elitz holds, that since also his friend is commanded in Lesamlo Damri Acha, so you have to ask from him his lit candle, and to give it to the sick person, even if it's going to cause him pain or expenses. Dish number 38, regarding a surgery that you have to do on Shabbos, if you could delay it close to the end of Shabbos, since through that you won't have to have too much Chil Shabbos. Regarding things that are done after the surgery, some of the holds that don't delay it because you have to be quick to become atzlos nafoshes, the way the Chassam said, "Beretz mizakl Shabbos." Regarding meal and Shabbos, that we don't have to push it up till close to Shkia so that the mitzitzah should be ben hashmashes. But no, because we say it's reason why the mitzvahs. There's number 39 regarding a child. After the meal, it's known that there's no cumin to put on him, and it's very vulnerable to be danger for the place of the circumcision. Shmuel writes in Shin Lamed Aleph that even though it's permitted to bring the cumin through Rishus Rabbah and to grind it, however, if it's possible to do it with a shinui without causing any harm, you have to do a shinui. And Sharatzin writes over there that even though it sounds like from the Rishayim like this, however, since the opinion of the Bach is that you don't have to change, and that's when the grind is inclined, it's tzarchin how to conduct lamaisa. Now, if someone does malacha b'shinui in the presence of other people, Shem Zaman instructs that he should tell all those around that when there's a concern that it might hold back the saving of a sick person through a shinui, then you let it do the malacha in the normal way. Dish number 40, when it's possible to do a malacha through two people, this girl instructs that since the malacha that's done through two people is only rabbinically forbidden, it's definitely better to do it in such a situation so that one person doesn't do it isa d'oraisa. Dish number 41, someone that has to do a malacha for pekuach nefesh through his young son, Shuvah Shabbat writes, it's better to do it through his son that's young, that did not reach the age of chinuch, than doing through his young son that reached the age of chinuch, even though by both of them, there's a chiva ato vincha to make sure that they don't do malacha. Dish number 43, regarding a sick person and a doctor, they agree between them regarding the illness of the patient. They don't disagree only regarding what type of illness it is. Shem Zaman holds that even though the doctors definitely could make a mistake, but the sick person is just an ignorant person regarding this, and we don't listen to him even to be lenient. Issue number 44, the reason for the Taz, that he says that no, we should always do it through the Yid. Shem Zaman explains that since the norm is that Yisrael, an adult, is more diligent than the non-Jew, it's possible that those who see you doing through a non-Jew are going to make a mistake to think that you don't have to be so diligent, even in a place where you do, and it's going to come to danger. Now, a medication or a treatment that you have to give to a sick person at a set time every day, and there's nothing overwhelming at that time. For example, let's say shots that have to be done every day at a certain time. And this girl told, so even according to the Taz, you should do this through a non-Jew, because all the words of Taz only said only by refuah that is bahala, is chaos. For example, let's say a sick person that's a danger right in front of us, and you should do the treatment that's pushing to save him. So too, actions that are not part of a direct treatment to the sick person. For example, let's say writing a prescription or putting out a candle so that the sick person that has a danger could sleep. From the Zaman Halls and Nezikarel is that, yeah, that for sure you should attempt to do through a non-Jew. Running, lighting a bonfire, fire for putting out the heat for a sick person that is danger, he writes later on Sivkot Samach Beis, there's path to do through a non-Jew. You should do through a non-Jew. L'maisa, the Chuvah Zikimesh writes that it's appropriate l'halacha to do like the Pinna Taz. Another Chuvah Zikimesh writes that even though Ikal l'halacha is like the Taz, however, the custom is like this rather Amor, that if you can do it without delaying through a non-Jew, you do it through him. Now, regarding traveling of a sick person to the hospital, the Rizkos holds it's better to call a non-Jew, even if you have to call him, because that's only one Chil Shabbos, rather than the Jew traveling to the doctor to the hospital himself, where it's going to be a lot of Chil Shabbos involved in driving the car. This is number 45. Now, the reason why you don't have to calculate if it's possible to wait with Chil Shabbos so that it should be done through a non-Jew or with a Shina, Shabbos Ezekiel writes that since that Shabbos is pushed away even because of a small doubt of Pekuruch Nefesh, it's forbidden to calculate if it's possible to wait and do it in the permitted way, so that people don't make a mistake that it's possible to wait, and the truth is they're going to delay, and it could come to Chaz Shalom be a danger for the sick person.